A lecturer at the University of Ghana Law School, Kwame Jan, has underscored the need for government to adequately resource schools, especially those in the deprived areas, to create a level playing ground for students in such schools to compete favorably with their colleagues in the well-endowed schools. He said it is no fault of a child to be born in a rural area and therefore should not be disadvantaged in the provision of quality education. Mr. Jan was speaking at the 29th anniversary and maiden speech and prize-giving day of Kwabing Anglican Senior High Technical School in the Etiwa district of the Eastern Region. It was on the theme, Access to Quality Education, the Key to National Development. Correspondent Stephen Amponsa-Mensa has filed this report.
Established in 1984 as a purely technical school, Kwabing Anglican Senior High Technical School became a secondary technical when it was absorbed by the government in 1993. With the slogan, Custodians, Kwabing Anglican Senior High Technical School has seen great improvement in the academic performance of students in the past few years, recording 100% passes in the 2012-2013 WASI results. Also performed creditably in other co-curricular activities such as sports. In his address, a lecturer at the University of Ghana Law School, Kwame Jan, noted that education is the only way people can add value and equip themselves with knowledge to enhance their analytical and problem-solving skills. It therefore behooves government and other stakeholders in the educational sector to upgrade each and every school in the country to an appreciable standard with the view of providing quality education. He stated that there are very good students in less endowed schools who, when adequately resourced with the needed educational materials and facilities, will perform well and subsequently contribute their quota to the national development. Mr. Jan asked government to consider the role teachers play in the provision of quality education, adequately remunerate them, and also improve their condition of service to serve as a resource of motivation to give of their best. Mr. Jan pledged to sponsor brilliant but needy students with 1,000 Ghana cedis each from 2014 to 2018. The Atiwa District Chief Executive Emmanuel Atachung noted that poverty cannot be eradicated without access to quality education. He said the government is committed to improving the educational standards through social intervention programs and infrastructure development. Mr. Atachung said it is disturbing when some products of the basic and second cycle schools can neither read nor construct meaningful sentences and therefore ask teachers to assess their performance whilst government plays its role. The headmistress, Benedicta Kabila Foley, commended government, PTA and other philanthropists for their support and contribution towards the development of the school.
That report was filed by correspondent Stephen Amponsa-Mensa.